Harmonic Synchronization, Part 5 of the Biopsychological Effects of Ascension by Danny Searle. Entrainment is the process of synchronization, where vibrations of one object will cause the vibrations of another object to oscillate or vibrate at the same rate. We've already learnt that the brain is a massive source of extra-low frequency signals that get transmitted throughout the body through the nervous system. So just as the brain can influence the entire body's vibrational frequency, so too can the Schumann's resonance influence the brain. Brain waves and natural biorhythms can be entrained by strong external ELF signals such as Schumann's resonance. During meditation, you may experience fleeting moments where the brain resonates in alpha, delta, or theta, but it is difficult to maintain this frequency since the Schumann's resonance began to rise. However, entrainment, synchronization, and amplification via an external source can promote coherent, large-scale activity. There is a harmonic relationship between the earth and our mind-body. Schumann's resonance forms this natural feedback loop with the human mind-body via our brain and our DNA. The human brain and body developed in the biosphere, so our body's electromagnetic field was environmentally conditioned by this cyclic pulse or Schumann's resonance. Indeed, this pulse acts as a driver of our brains and can also carry information, much like the cable that connects your computer to the internet. Therefore, functional process may be altered and new patterns of behavior facilitated through the brain's web of feedback networks. Harmonic synchronization occurs when our body-mind transfers information back and forth with the earth. This can only be achieved if both bodies are vibrating at the exact same frequency. However, since the earth has begun her ascension, as is evident by the rise in the Schumann's resonance, most people are out of sync. There are three obvious behaviors that determine if you are out of sync, which we'll look at next. Underarousal leads towards unipolar or reactive depression, attention deficit disorder, chronic nerve pain, and insomnia. Overarousal is linked with anxiety disorders, sleep onset problems, nightmares, hypervigilance, impulse behavior, anger aggression, and agitated depression. A combination of underarousal and overarousal causes anxiety and depression as well as ADHD. The brain responds to inputs at certain frequencies. Computers can create certain frequencies that compare with the mind's neural signals in terms of mind patterns. If people can control their mind patterns, they can enter different states of being, for example, mental relaxation. So what happens when the mind is entrained with a sound or vibration that reflects those thought patterns? Remember what we learnt earlier. Entrainment is the process of harmonic synchronization, where vibrations of one object will cause the vibrations of another object to oscillate at the same rate. It becomes obvious that in deep meditation, when waves of alpha and theta rhythms cascade across the entire brain, a resonance is possible between the human being and the planet. Energy and information, which are embedded in a field, are transferred. Perhaps the planet communicates with us in this primal language of frequencies. In the next part, we're going to learn how we can train our brain to accept the new Schumann's resonance, no matter how high it rises. Therefore, maintaining harmonic synchronization is critical if we wish to follow the Earth on our journey to a higher plane of existence.